This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Movies. It's that time of the week. Every second week, we talk to our wonderful Stephen A. Russell about movies, and he's on the line. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, David, and can I just say that as a warm-up, it is always wonderful to hear the Queen of Scotland, Annie Lennox.
Yes, of course, she's Scottish, isn't she?
She is indeed, from Aberdeen, I believe, I think. Hope that's right. Well, I have to say, David, it's a very merry and gay Christmas this year, because there's like three queer films out right now, which are all fantastic. And the first one is Happiest Season, which is a really fun lesbian rom-com starring Twilight star Kristen Stewart.
Oh, okay.
And basically she plays Abby, and she's literally, David, you can picture the scene, in the car on her way to her girlfriend's family Christmas, played by Terminator Dark Fate Mackenzie Crook. And it's only in the car that she finds out that her girlfriend is not out to her family.
Oh!
Once she gets... And so, you know, the plan is they're going to come out there, but then all of a sudden she kind of panics and kind of backtracks and decides that they have to pretend they're good friends. So you can imagine that that causes no end of a hoo-ha. But, David, this is just really cute because, look, it's not... There's nothing revelatory about it, but it's just really nice to see, you know, that great tradition of the family Christmas movie, you know, and the romantic Christmas movie like Love Actually, but from a queer perspective, you know, with a lesbian love story at the heart. And look, David, it's also got Aubrey Plaza from Parks and Rec, who I love, and Dan Levy from Schitt's Creek. So it's, you're quite spoiled with this one. So, yeah, that is Happiest Season out now in cinemas, and I'd give it 3.5, I reckon.
Okay, yep. Oh, that's good for, you know, like a little fun Christmas rom-com, yep.
Absolutely, you know, and after the year we've had, David, what's not good about a little bit of jolly at Christmas time?
Yep.
The next one is on Amazon Video at the moment, which is live now, and it's called Uncle Frank. Now, David, this comes from the same guy who created 6 Feet Under, Alan Ball.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, he's got an incredible television, life behind him.
Yeah.
And this is set in the 70s, David, and it sort of revolves around a conservative South family, but the Uncle Frank of the title, played by Paul Bettany, who plays Vision the robot in the Marvel movies, he is actually a closeted gay guy in the 70s. You know, he works as a uni lecturer in New York, and his really lovely sort of teenage niece, who Sophia Lillis, who you might have seen in Sharp Objects, she kind of decides to go to uni because she loves her uncle so much, goes to New York, finds out that he's actually in a gay relationship with an Arabic partner, Wally, played by Peter McDissey, who was in 6 Feet Under as Olivier.
Oh, okay.
And what then happens is it kind of gets reverse engineered, David, and there is a death in the family, and they all kind of end up on a road trip back to the South. And, you know, as you can imagine, being out with your boyfriend wasn't necessarily the coolest thing in the South of America in the 70s. But again, do you know what? This is more of a lovely, feel-good kind of ode to family and to the family you find, not just the one you're born into.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give it 4 stars.
And so the niece is fine with it, and she totally goes along with it.
Totally.
Oh, gorgeous.
Totally goes along with it and, encourages them to kind of live their life out and proud.
Yep.
And the third gay film is slightly different. It's a documentary in cinemas now called Oliver Sacks, His Own Life. Now, if you don't know who Oliver Sacks is, he is this absolutely ingenious neurologist who, you know, spent so much time with people in catatonic states and different kinds of, you know, mental health situations. He wrote the book. He became a best-selling writer as well, and he wrote the book The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat, which was a massive bestseller.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just a really beautiful look at his... He has this incredible life, David. Like, he... I think he was a teenager in the 50s, early 60s. Totally... and he was in the closet. He came out to his parents. His mum took it really badly. And he pretty much, David, tragically spent his life never really getting over that. He didn't really go out with many people, didn't have a lot of, you know, fun. But what he did do is he used his incredible intelligence to, you know, make incredible jumps in medical science.
Yeah.
And in the end, he does end up happy. That's a slight spoiler.
I hate you shouldn't have told us, but because I was feeling so
I'm sorry. I know. I just, oh my God, I love this man. And let me tell you, David, back in the day, he was one beefy, hairy hunk. And it's well worth watching for that alone.
Okay.
That's Oliver Sacks, his own life. And I'm giving that 4 stars.
Wow.
Now, David, there's also 2 really good music documentaries out right now, which I'll just quickly zip through. But you can see the Bee Gees' How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? Now, if you love the Bee Gees, David, this is all about the rise and fall and rise again of, you know, the kings of disco harmony, basically.
And you're like, and the incredible songwriting and producing that they did along the way. Extraordinary.
David, that was actually one of the revelations for me. Like, obviously, I knew the Bee Gees and I knew their back catalogue, but I didn't quite appreciate that so many of the banging 80s, you know, hits were written by them for other people.
Yeah. All the big superstars,
Yeah, they were kind of like the Sia of their day, basically, you know, writing for everyone else. So, look, I loved it. I mean, I didn't necessarily describe myself as a Bee Gees super fan, but it really was an interesting
look. Yeah. Do you know what? The one thing that I found really interesting with the Bee Gees is that they wrote the funkiest dance tracks you could want, and for all these tracks for other people, but they always look so daggy. They were the daggiest, but they didn't look like this really amazing music that they were producing. They never looked right.
No.
You know, like they never did. And Barry Gibb now, to this day, you know, he's a bit of a rocker, you know, like, and he rides motorbikes and he hangs out with motorbike gangs. And here he is from the king of the disco era. I find it really fascinating.
And do you know what? I did not realise Maurice Gibb was a bit of a hunk as well. That was a bit of an
accident. Oh, yeah. Well, he was married to Lulu. His first wife was Lulu. Yeah. Yeah.
And all the Scottish connections today, David. And do you know what? The other one, speaking of, I guess they were 70s, 80s, but David Byrne's American Utopia.
Oh, my gosh.
Cracker.
Yep. Did you see him when he was here? He brought that show to Melbourne before it went on to Broadway, and he was only in town for a couple of nights. Unfortunately, I didn't see it, but oh gosh, I'm kicking myself
I didn't.
And everyone just raved about it, and I'm looking forward to so much to see this. So please tell us.
Well, honestly, David, now that cinemas are open, like I watched this at home, and it is spectacular. So it's as you said, it's a live show that, you know, the Talking Heads frontman, and he's done so much over the years, both his solo career and with them. It's a live Broadway show from a 2018 album. It's shot here by Black Klansman director Spike Lee.
Yes.
And it's electric. Like, it is not just a camera in the centre of the stage, you know, looking at David Byrne with his incredible band, incredible instrumentation.
But there's all these dancers, you know, like and they're not just dancing, you know, like, it's all the band moves backwards and forwards it's the most people go and see it. I haven't seen it, But from the like the footage I've seen of it, and the people that saw him do it live, and it's quite political too, isn't it? Which wasn't so political.
It definitely is. There's a huge bit about Black Lives Matter and the people in support of people killed by police. That he really kind of puts himself out there that we all have to love each other better and be stronger together. Yep. And David, while we can't quite go to gigs yet, if you can get in the cinema and bump in your seat to this, it's a cracking weekend film for me. I'm giving it 4 stars. I loved it.
Rightly so, and I haven't even seen it. All right.
Now, are we done? Yep.
We're running out of time. We're done.
Okay.
Stephen, thank you so much. Well, this is our last time for the year because my last show is next week. And then I'm off to Adelaide for a couple of weeks over Christmas. So thank you for all the time and effort you put in over this year. I really appreciate it. And this segment's really growing. It's become really popular. So thank you, Stephen.
Brilliant. Well, Merry Christmas, David, and a Happy New Year when it comes.
And we'll talk to you very early in the new year.
Fantastic. Bye-bye.
All right. See you later. That was Stephen A. Russell, our wonderful film reviewer.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.